What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At the latest of Browns training camp and preseason right now on our YouTube channel, Daryl Rotter recapping each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. Subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now to get all the latest from Daryl Rotter on the Browns all throughout the football season. As Daryl joins us right now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Downtown Daryl in the mix. Hello.
Hello, boys.
All right, so we have, this is what we call the Sunday show, or you guys call the Sunday show.
Yep.
I feel like this is almost like a debriefing. Like, you did the Sunday show together, you have one more show together, and that'll happen conveniently on Sunday, oddly enough.
The series grand finale.
Would you like to break down Nick Pedone's his response to your relationship at some point?
I kind of feel like I'm the dad in the relationship.
Yeah, because he seems to think there's like an older brother, little brother thing, but you're 47 and he's 26, and so it really doesn't work.
Yeah, no, and especially the volume of coaching, mentorship provide.
I'm gonna bet Nick strongly disagrees with the amount of coaching and mentorship that happens.
I
think it's a cool dynamic where Daryl is like the much older brother, and I'm kind of like the, you know, swagged out, younger, cooler little brother that just does his own thing.
Listen, son.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how this is going to go.
Do you coach him in between the breaks? What kind of mentorship are we talking about here?
No, just, life advice, career advice.
Life advice.
It's been a packed summer. I mean, absolutely. So we started doing the show. I got engaged. It has been a packed summer.
What was the best life advice that Daryl gave you throughout this entire stretch?
That's a good question. I would say
you have to think about it.
We
there's so much of it.
Yeah,
there's
so much of it.
You have to think about it.
We did have during the engagement episode, we had a lot of good like relationship advice of saying like yes, dear, to things, and that's like to do it like immediately. And I've taken that home with me. So like when Cam's like, hey, like go take out the trash, it's like I'll just go do it instead of just like in my own way. Like I would always take it out, but it would be maybe in like an hour, 2 hours, but instead now, after listening to the advice of Daryl Rotter, I just take it out right away. Yeah. Just to nip it in the butt.
He taught you not to be lazy.
I guess so.
Okay, we like that.
Told him, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that before. That's not your saying.
I know, but I'm just saying it's
real Daryl Rotter original right there.
That's right.
But not wrong. Right?
I'm 100% right. But yeah, no. I mean, he did a great job with the engagement. Most importantly, she said yes.
Yeah. How'd you do a great job with the engagement? What'd you do? I think engagements are the coolest thing on planet Earth. My favorite moment in life is getting engaged to Elise.
It was
the excitement's so cool.
You were supposed to say the birth of your kid.
No, I think the engagement was better than the birth of my kid from just a pure, just enjoyment of that day. Having my child was great.
Don't tell your child that, and certainly don't tell your wife that.
Actually, I think, no, Elise would probably like that because the story is more about her with the engagement than it is anything. And then as far as my kid is concerned, what's wrong with that? The kid is just like, oh, great, dad really loves mom. That's a nice story, is it not?
I think the excitement
you get, and then when you see her face, because there's a little bit of a surprise for Elise, although she knew it was coming. That was that's why I always tell people with like the Bookman and Son reads, for instance, they hooked it up. The ring was fantastic, and
you should have seen the Mount Rushmore he put on her finger.
It was one of the coolest moments, if not the coolest moment of my life.
No, dude went to L.A. to get the ring.
Oh, no, that's insane. Well, yeah. Josh Bookman's right down the street. I don't know what you're doing.
I flew to LA twice.
Josh has every selection of ring you could ever imagine.
The first time I went to California with like the idea to go get it was when like all the wildfire stuff.
Did you just
want to
go for like a weight loss surgery
on.
Or something too? You're a skinny guy already.
Yeah, yeah. You think I needed to go to LA for a week? You want like Botox
or something? I was trying to think of something vain you could go to.
No.
You want some of those like the cups that LeBron has on his back that just makes it like makes his body perform at a high level? Like, what's going on?
It's just a cool place, man. I like it out that way.
You're talking as if like Los Angeles is already in your future dreams already.
I mean, we did also kind of say though earlier that I plan on dying here.
That's
so
true. You don't want to be a liar. My goodness, so what?
You're gonna like get the last rites ride home?
No, I'm staying here. I'm staying here. I'm just checking. I'm never moving out there.
You got them big Hollywood dreams going right
now.
No,
I don't.
Did you get a massive discount? Did you get like one of those diamonds that fall off trucks? What's happening here?
I did not. I wish that I did.
He went.
Where
like,
are we going with this?
A little narco story?
Now I feel like I'm like under interrogation.
A little narcos? Well, we're trying. I mean, Daryl said it was a massive sized ring.
It was.
Then you're going. I've never heard of anyone traveling to Los Angeles to pick up a ring.
So we were in
LA. They couldn't have sent it to you? Like, did you not trust it enough for like,
I didn't.
FedEx?
That is what happened. I didn't trust it enough. So I'm going to defend him.
As seeing the ring, I would have gone out and picked it up myself. Like, yeah, I would not have trusted that to be shipped.
So we were in LA.
You can insure mail packages.
You guys will like this. We were in LA together for when Joe Flacco made his Browns debut against the Rams.
Oh, well, tell me what you really wanted. You just wanted to see Joe Flacco's debut. You knew history was in the making in that moment right there.
That's when we were there together. And then I had to go back in order to go get it. The first time that I went back was like all the wildfire stuff. So then I just went and then didn't get it and came back home. And then I had to go back down again to actually get it. So.
This is what I deal with every Sunday, by the way. For 4 hours a day.
Kayla texted and said she got her engagement ring 2 weekends ago. Kayla, didn't you get engaged a while back, though, or no?
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily all the way official. Like, there wasn't any big presentation. It was something, like, we talked about it, and he asked, and it was nice and sweet, but we had to get the ring custom made.
Okay.
Wait for that. And then once he got it, he surprised me with a nice little gesture.
Oh, that's very nice. Well,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, I really do think. I think it's the coolest. From a guy perspective, I know women obviously love it as well, but from a guy perspective, like Nick, it really doesn't get much sweeter than the proposal. That's a very nice ring. Josh Bookman and son could have done much better, but that's a very nice ring. That's all I'll say about that. All right, Daryl, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. All right, Daryl, you got your Ohio State hoodie on.
I do. OHIO, let's go.
I have a hard time with this game because I just don't know how anyone can actually handicap it. There are way too many new players.
Yeah.
Both quarterbacks don't have nearly enough of a sample size.
Yeah.
We don't even know what the running game will actually look like for either one of them. We had Anwar Richardson on at 520, and yes, he said a lot of really nice things about the wide receivers, but also added, they don't know anything about those guys either. So I'd love to know how you feel like you can have an edge one way or another within this game. Or are you just approaching it of, once it turns 12 on my TV, I'll have something to watch and I'll just soak it in from there?
Ohio State's the one thing that I can just shamelessly shill for and enjoy. And coming off a third national championship in my life here this century.
Okay.
In the post John Cooper disappointment every year era, right?
Yep.
Last three coaches each have won championships. So yeah, Ohio State's like my last bastion of fandom. Like, I can't even really root for the Saints these days. They're just so bad, right?
Yep.
So but yeah, I am approaching this from a pure entertainment standpoint. I'm with you. I agree. It's a hard game to handicap. For the Browns' sake, I hope Arch Manning comes out in one piece. You know, that would be good.
Oh.
Well, the phones, Daryl, today made me realize that if Arch Manning plays well in this game, buckle up for Sunday when we're on, because it is going to be nothing but an Arch Manning love fest with our Browns fans out there. Do you think that's real, though? Because we've heard kind of some conflicting reports, like Jimmy Haslam and Archie Manning both said that they anticipate that he goes back to Texas for another year. Then when Arch was actually asked about that, he peeled back a little bit.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm taking everything one day at a time. I don't know where he got that from. Where do you fall on the whole potential of Arch Manning to the Cleveland Browns?
Look, I think
super
that,
far out.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that Arch is doing the smart thing and keeping his options open. Because if he goes gangbusters this year, mm-hmm. which I think is a very real possibility, and they're telling him, they always get the, you know, the grades from the scouting services and that, hey, we're projecting you're going to be in this range as far as the draft goes. I don't know who did Shadors, but someone should request a refund on that one. But
well, we don't like those type of jokes around here, Daryl. This is a pro Shador.
Shador
tandem for the next for the 5 hours that we're together.
If Nick Wilson was here, maybe you get away with it. But Nick Padone, Jonathan Peterman today.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it real.
Wrist up.
I'm just keeping it real.
Daryl put his wrist up in Studio 2 Sundays ago.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
We did not. I was asking and demonstrating.
It
was not a tacit endorsement.
No, like something got in your eye. You were just trying to get up there.
Well,
to
no, I was asking.
Out.
I was asking, is this how you do it? And then he's like, "Oh, you're."
Advice on how to raise.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what the kids are up to these days. But back to Arch real quick. I think he's doing the smart thing, keeping his options open, because if they're projecting him to be the first overall pick in the draft, mm-hmm. I almost feel like he got to come out, because anything can happen in the future. Next year's not promised to anybody.
Right.
So if he's projected to be the number one overall pick, he'd be foolish to stay in school. He should absolutely come out. But if they say, hey, you're not going to be a top 10 guy, you'll obviously be a first rounder, but you're not going to be in the top 10, then yeah, maybe he should go back for another year.
Do you like that college football isn't as punitive for early season losses?
I'm going to channel my inner old man yells at cloud. I wish for the Ohio State Michigan game still to mean something. Mm-hmm. I wish that this game tomorrow would like decide the season for both of these teams.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They because regardless of the outcome, Texas Ohio State's got a shot to still get in the college football playoff, regardless of what. So the stakes have been lowered, and I realize it's all in the name of money. Look, I wish this was a primetime game. Mm-hmm. But hey, when Fox is paying billions of dollars for college football, guess what? And they want Big Noon Saturday, you know what they call it, right? Then that's what they get, because that's what they're paying for.
Yeah.
And for all the belly aching from the folks in Columbus, hey, you're reaping the financial benefit. I don't know what you're so bent out of shape about. This is the landscape that is college football now. Big Noon kickoff is the almost the equivalent to the Saturday night game on ABC, right? And this is the landscape. So I hate to, you know, come off as like the old man that's not willing to evolve with the times, because
get
I am willing
lawn.
To evolve with the times. But I do miss I do enough of that on my own. But like I really do miss the win or go home stakes of these big matchups.
Daryl, so much has been made of this matchup and the fact that both of these teams sent so many kids to the National Football League this past
year. Ohio State's a factory for the National Football League. That's why I had been imploring Andrew Berry, best Brown available. Outside of,
Best
Brown available. Like,
The NFL perspective, though, I don't think it's an accident that the previous four college champions have all sent the most team or most players into the NFL. It's Georgia in back-to-back years.
Yep.
Then Michigan sent the most NFL players. And then Ohio State last year sent the most NFL players. Like, it's just, it's not a coincidence at this point.
But my point is, though, is Ohio State has become a modern pipeline to the NFL.
Oh, for sure. I mean, think about it. Just the change of that.
Like, and not just getting in, though. I'm talking about tangible success, elite success in the National Football League, players from Ohio State, former Buckeyes.
I feel like I have to ask this because it's going to be mentioned on the broadcast. I have to imagine Quinshon Judkins in his legal situation, Isaiah Bond for the Texas side in his legal situation. Are we getting any closer to the league giving us any sort of information of what's to come really for Quinshon? Because we haven't even put pen to paper on this contract yet, and we are seriously about a week away from the season starting off.
All right, so I just checked my email because I was looking for the holiday weekend Friday at 5 p.m.
Right?
News dump from the league office.
Yeah, we could have used one.
And it didn't happen. So to answer your question, no. And I don't think that contract is going to get resolved until the Browns have clarity on his status and his situation. Okay, the legal part has been set aside. He faces no legal peril there, but he does still potentially face league discipline because the standards of proof and whatnot are obviously drastically different from our legal system versus the NFL. And let's also understand the Browns, the NFL, they have access to information that we don't.
Right.
They have access to pretty much anything and everything that they want in regards to this situation. And so I certainly understand the Browns' frustration because they're sitting waiting, right? Mike Hall, if I remember correctly, his incident happened mid-August, and they played, I believe, one or two games before the NFL came out with the punishment.
Right, yeah, he was in season, yeah.
Yeah, he resolved the case outside of court, pled to a misdemeanor, disturbing the peace type of a charge. Mm-hmm. It was taken care of before September. League comes out one or two weeks into the season, says you're down for five games. You get credit for the time already served. And so, I don't know. I'm just, and it's unfair to do, but I don't know. Maybe after week one or week two, we'll hear something from the NFL because I'm just kind of going off that timeline.
A lot of people thought when Rashee Rice happened that we'd start to get more of them.
Yeah, they got him for six games.
Yeah, and you assume they typically do. They almost like line them up and they go
dominoes.
One after the other after the other.
Yep.
That's why you said like the Friday news dump. It definitely would have been in play. We could have found out something today.
I thought
today.
For sure.
Yeah.
When 5 o'clock hit, I was going to check my email and there would be a statement from an NFL spokesperson and a statement from the Cleveland Browns. And we'd have an answer, and that has not materialized, so the waiting game continues.
Daryl, the reaction with the Micah Parsons trade has been really interesting from a Dallas perspective to me. Dallas fans have been quick to, and yes, they've been ripping on Jerry a lot, obviously, but they've been very quick to also rip on Micah Parsons as well. And they turn it into he wasn't any good past October, and like you're getting some of the things. And listen, I don't know that anyone outside of Dallas necessarily believes any of it.
So he's getting the Myles Garrett treatment.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. Like, if Myles had been traded, Would we have reacted that similar way?
Probably.
Would we have gone down that road of just instead of acknowledging that this is one of the game's greats that is going to a different team, a potential future Hall of Famer, we would have just been like, well, he wasn't great here, here, and here. And in the case of Myles, people might have brought up like last year how he had four sacks in the Chargers game and that maybe tilted his total in one way or another. They would have brought up little things like that.
Oh, absolutely, and because that's what fans do, right? When he's on your team, the player can do no wrong. He's your guy. You're buying his jersey, all that, right? And then once he's no longer on your team, now you're like, okay, this is why he isn't here now. And every little nitty-gritty thing that he got wrong or did wrong or any inconsistency in the play is, oh, well, thank goodness he isn't here anymore because from this period to this period, man, the production. So, yeah, look, that's been one of the narratives surrounding Myles Garrett's career. Fast starter, very good September, October until mid-November, and then comes late December, and he starts to slow down a bit, but you know, and whatnot. Now, I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I don't feel that that's a fair.
I think T.J. Watt does it way worse than Myles Garrett does.
Right.
And I do think it's just a product of pass rushers in general as
right.
well.
And the other thing, too, is by December, I mean, teams think they got you figured out. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's all this. Yeah, they're working even harder to slow you up. And then you as a player, as a pass rusher, you're having to work 10 times as harder. Like, as the weeks go by, these guys have to work harder and harder each and every week just to, you know, to do their thing. So, but yeah, absolutely. The fan reaction here would have been very similar. You know, the Jimmy Haslam and, you know, we've been compared, you know, like how Jerry Jones is getting criticized. That would have happened to Jimmy Haslam.
All right, Downtown Daryl. I know you have a big Tate McRae concert to get to tonight.
Is that what's going on now?
That's what's going on. Yeah, you saw the two girls that came in with their, like, Tate McRae hockey jerseys and everything like that. They're all decked out. Yeah.
See, here, and I thought Mac just scared him away.
Yeah, well, that's...
Oh, that man. Happened as well.
That's a tough one.
Matt caught astray. I apologize.
Womp. All right. We'll be listening on Sunday. You guys have a bunch of reaction to Ohio State and what happens on Saturday. Enjoy your weekend, Daryl. Thank you so much.
You too, guys.
All right, Daryl, brought to you by Shop and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what Daryl had to say. Also get into what this weekend means for the Gardos as well. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.